Hi Nico, hi everyone. I'm Kamila Wolszczak and I'm very grateful that I can be a part of this interview and answer the list of the questions. So I invite you to get to know me better and I hope to see you soon in the calendar during the performance. So let's focus on the questions. Can you describe yourself as a person? So, I'm Kamila, I'm Polish visual artist, and I'm living in The Hague. As a person, I would say I'm quite energetic. I like to be surrounded by people. I like to have fun. So I'm searching also to have some fun in my artistic practice. I am quite positive person, but also very much focused on surrounding and aware about what's going on around me. I adapt also to the weather. Also, I am outdoor person, so I like to be outside. So weather is very influential for me. And mostly I am surrounded by friends. But since I am in the Netherlands, 2018, I have to say the group of friends is a bit smaller than before in Poland. But I'm getting better, and after 5 years I have to say that I have also friends, a group of friends in here from different countries, but also locals. And the question, next question, is about social engagement. So I have to say I was always socially engaged. Doesn't mean I am part of a party, but I am aware about political and ecological issues, and I used to try to respond to the current or urgent moments in society around me or where I am involved in. For example, in 1 month, on 15th of October in Poland, we have election for parliament. That means for me an obligation, an obvious thing that I will go and vote, even though I am abroad. And I used to try to talk with my friends and family to be aware and raise our voice for what we want to have and who we want to be as a society. And in my works, I'm working very often in projects which are socially engaged. That means I'm working with different groups of participants, adults and younger. And yeah, it's a huge topic, I think, social engagement for me, because it can sometimes it can be very poetic and ephemerical. Sometimes it's very educational or art related, but not necessarily. Me as a human body, I think, to be aware and communicative with society is very important. The next question is, do you deal with the environment sustainability? Well, there are different levels, but yes, I do. Mainly through my work, but also in daily life. But for example, when I travel to Poland, I fly, so there is a big discussion what is fine or what is not. But in general, I reflect on my different decisions, and I try to be aware how I affect environment. Yeah, as I, but also as we. I mean my family, my friends, my neighborhood, neighbors. And if that's possible, I have this discussion with others. And last question from private section or not? Maybe not. It's how do you live? So I live with my husband. We share two rooms apartment. And I would say for Dutch possibilities, I would say it's quite comfortable, close to the beach. Not a big apartment, which you can easily afford, for example, in Poland, but quite enough to be together and feel comfortable and have some rest, surrounded by art and plants. And the next question is about my parents. So my parents are still in this planet. They are both teachers. They are living in countryside in east part of Poland, next to border with Ukraine. In this political situation, I don't feel stressed to travel there. So I'm very, I mean, often, not often, but once or twice per year, I try to visit my parents, or they come to The Hague, and then we have some trips around the country. But my parents still working, so they don't have that much free time to spend a lot of time, like I don't know, a month together. But we always have quality time. Last summer I went to visit them in the village, so I spent nice time in the nature together with them. And the next question is about my relationship. Yes, as I said, I have a husband, Thomas. He is originally from The Hague. We met in Poland. We don't have children yet, and we live and talk and travel with art and new ideas every day. The next question is, do you have a muse? Well, I don't believe in muses, but I am very often is inspired by someone. And when I think now, I'm very much inspired by female eccentric practice and values from Olga Tokarczuk. She's a writer, Polish writer, novelist, and I really appreciate her novels, but also her Nobel Prize speech, where she's talking about eccentric practice and perspective. It's about opposite than I mean, there's this concept of looking at surrounding from other than human perspective, and that's very much what I'm talking about through my practice and in my artistic research. So it's very much connected, and I'm very much inspired by this essay and her several essays, texts, or books. Another person who I really like and love to reflect, refer, is Richard Long, visual artist, performer, land art artist, who was using walking as artistic practice. And in my actions or reflections, walking is a crucial point of view and practice. So Richard Long, with his line "made by walking," is always in my mind. And also, I like to look at practice of Francis Alice and his social practice in different locations in the world, and his political engagement and poetic outcomes. And one more female, which I would like to refer, very inspiring, Sophie Kaye, who is talking in her visual works about human vulnerability and identity. She uses very often human traces and playing with text and visual materials, archive memories. This is also very present in my practice, so I really like her works. The next question is your personal life very influenced by your work? Well, it's a constant dialogue, I would say. It's hard to divide, because my husband is always interested in my practice and curious what is my new project or what is the progress or regress. So we spend a lot of time to discuss that. In time, I realized that I really know how to manage proper holidays or have some appointments or meetings with my friends and really be separated from work. So it's a dialogue. Sometimes it's very busy with work, then private time is a bit aside. And sometimes I have just normal holidays. I go to the village or countryside or to the beach, and I'm just laying down and looking at the sky. But yes, in general, my work and life, it's very close to each other. And the next question is, can you introduce in percentage how much energy you put into private and work? Ooh, percentage. Okay, private, I think 40, and work, creative work, creative thinking, 60. But thinking, it's even maybe more. So I think it's still more work in percentage than private life, but it's hard to me to call it work. Of course, I'm a professional artist, but I am also there is a lot of passion and a lot of personal development through my practice. So yeah. Even though in free time, in my private life, I read some books which have always influence in my practice. That means work. And now I will focus more about my work. So the question is, can you tell what your work is about and how do you describe your work? So, as I said, I'm a visual artist, but my practice is based on performance art, installations, performative sculptures, walking, and searching for new materials. And maybe I will start from here. I'm working with found matter, which I transform to material, and then creating the relation or founding relation with my body or other bodies, human bodies. And my work is about human non-human relation. That means touch, smell, view, how I see, and I try to imagine how the matter see me. If I say the matter, I mean from in the scale from small to bigger, let's say the dust, something what is carrying, is carry, I mean that wind is carry dust, earth, sand, and other materials which are broken, shells, hair, and later broken artifacts, like the elements which were before useful for human, a cup, a glass, a part of bicycle, but then turn to something smaller and not necessarily useful, and then lost in between earth, air, and other materials in the in public space mainly. So I'm very aware about materials in, and what they want to tell us. So I'm writing sometimes, then I'm using that text for installations or for performances. And based on that, I am doing my artistic research about found matter in public space, but also I'm transforming that to installations and performative sculptures. I say performative sculptures because I work also with clay as a body of memory. Memory of shapes, imprints, footprints, fingerprints, shapes of sidewalks, patterns, and everything what doesn't have human voice or animal voice or in general sound, but is discursive probably, but I'm trying to create visual language of imprints between human and non-human. So it's very hard to say from memory and tell in words what kind of practice I'm making, because it's very material based. So I would say come to my studio and see, and touch, definitely smell, measure with your scale. That's the reason maybe I will jump to another question, which is about my studio. So till last year I was sharing the studio with a friend of mine in The Hague, and since since this year I have my own studio, which is quite big, has a lot of space, is high, the ceiling is high, so I can hang something and look at this. I can place it on the floor. I can collect more stuff.
I can I have a storage, proper one. So after many years of having very small or even nothing like studio, now I have a very comfortable one in the third floor from the Stichting Raumtefahrt, which is based in The Hague. And the next studio, would you like to receive visitors there, or would you rather not? So at my studio, besides of materials, clay, wood, found objects, my computer station, there is always a table with cups for coffee and chairs, and I love to have guests, but I love to have them with some with some time before, like to have some information that someone will come, because then I can schedule time to be really with this person one-to-one. I love to discuss my projects, ideas for new exhibitions, installations, walking projects in public space, and also I like to work with matter without people. So it's very clear border for me when I am with people and where I am not. And once a year I try also to have an open studio. That means I am day or 2 days fully ready and open to talk about my process. I show also some works. I take them from the storage and they are more public visibly. I mean, for public who are coming, visitors, new people, good friends, or random people who just have seen that it's open. And then it's nice to talk once again about my practice, about my outcomes and plans. It's always giving me some new perspective. So yeah, definitely I like to have visitors. So now we jump to the... Oh, there's one more question about if I co-create. I like to work with other artists, true, and especially interdisciplinary, like with dancer, for example. I had a 1 year project last year. In next year, I also hope to have some subsidy for work in public space with dancer. And why with dancer? I think that body is very important part of my practice, and I'm not professional practitioner with the with my body, but I found that very interesting to work with dancers who are working with their body as a material. So it's very interesting, but also I would love to work someday with some archaeologists or archivists or people who are not connected with art at all, or more focus on their own expertise, because I'm very much seeking for different perspectives, and I think that staying in artistic bubble is not always healthy and doesn't help always to develop artistic work, because many times we repeat ourselves. So I'm definitely looking forward for more collaborations with other experts. That's the reason also I love to walk and cross disciplines through walking, because walking is for everyone as soon as the mobility of the person is fine and can move body. And the next question is about my performance in the Kelder. Are you going to combine your work with performance? Yes, I do. it will be performance. And would you like to tell us more about that? The work will take just 4 hours. No. My work will be performance, size specific work. I call that work the matter. So as I said before, I'm working with material and matter. So I will work with some small pieces of something what I will find there, and with text which I already prepared, and I will read some pieces which will suit the space. Also, I will work with clay and imprints, and there is and light, definitely, because that's the dark space and I appreciate that. This work is new at this place, but I did first prototype, first performance from this series in Görlitz this summer 2023, during the bigger festival in Görlitz, and I had a chance to work in abandoned space, which was full of old walls and dust and everything what was falling apart there was very interesting for me. And through that performance I would like to open our minds to material which is falling apart, and how can we look at this as a being, as something what is looking at us, and how can we rise this seeking minds to think more eccentric, like out of human narratives, as I was referring before to Olga Tokarczuk and her theory about eccentrism, how urgent is this need, how urgent is to exercise our minds and imagination to other perspectives. And this is what I will try to bring to the space during this performance through words, matter, and light and clay. And the last question is, do you have already a title? And as I said, it will be The Matter, and I really warmly invite you to the participation, to be with me and looking for more matter and presence around us. Together with matter, we will be on coming Saturday. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the invitation, and see you soon in Dordrecht. Bye.